Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Genesis chapter 3. Verse 15. The origin of spiritual warfare as it relates to man. Not God, man. Genesis 3:15. Man had sinned against God, and God had come to discuss the matter. The Lord came to discuss the matter, and he was apportioning their daily bread to them based on what they have done. Look at what he said. He said, I will put what? What does the word enmity mean? Huh? Please, do we have another version that tells us what enmity? Because some of us did not really go to school and we don't speak King James language. Now, let's read again. I will put what? Open. Please, peradventure, is this the Bible? Do you know you sometimes you open the Bible, you are actually reminding yourself this is actually God's word. Now, I'm particularly interested where God is the one talking. Excuse me, who is talking here? I hope you know God's character does not really change from Old Testament to New. The covenant changed, but the character did not change. Which means if God will not judge sinners, he will apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Grace is not an excuse for sin. And I know you can be in Lagos for 1 year. You will not hear any pastor talk about that, but you are hearing it now. The truth is most people seek God because of what they want. Which is one of the reasons why many prayers are not answered. God knows why you are here. You know why you are here. Is God interested in solving your problem? Yes. But God dislikes dishonest people. When you create the impression you are here for him, but you are here for yourself. Say, for your father knows that you have need of these things. Therefore, don't seek those things. Seek ye first. Oh, hello. Seek ye first. What does that mean? Seek ye first kingdom of God, and it's what? The word righteousness is also the word establishment. The establishment of God's kingdom on the earth, in the hearts of people. Do you believe, Pastor Adeshola? Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do you believe? My brother, do you believe Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. My brother, do you believe? My brother, do you believe? Take away the A part of that scripture. Let's take away the A part because we can lie. We can't lie that we are seeking God. Only God knows the heart. Huh? And his righteousness, his establishment. If you have won a soul this month, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. You led a soul to Christ. Okay, let's not say led. You share the gospel with somebody. Let's even... raise your hands. I want us to see the problem so that we can at least be honest that some people are even still lying now. Please raise your hand. It's not a team of shame. Like you saw someone that you actually shared the gospel with them. I know you are very busy, but it's okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, my brother there. 6, 7. Okay, we have a few people. The aspect of that scripture that please can you hear me? So some people switched off. I'm getting some Ero 404 somewhere. Savad. So, no, somebody said something, but I don't know if I said it. The person said, the server cannot be down. Or is it the link that cannot be down? The person said in a particular way. We were at the bank then. So I said, somebody among us now said, oh, we can't work. The link is down. The person at the IT office was so angry. See, the link can never be down. But in your office, there's a downtime. It's like saying God's word. Say God's word cannot fail. But if you check your own domain, there might be a problem. Somebody has pulled a wire somewhere. Or maybe even the AC room is not well ventilated and everything is overheating. But he says the devil. Eh? You do need to be a rocket scientist to know that where your tech items are should be where, like, it's very, you know, cool, you know. Those things are working. The way your body is working and you refuse to rest. So you say, I feel fire. You don't feel fire. You need to go and rest. Your body is overheating. You say, Pastor, in your picture, I felt fire. It's not this. Today's one is not fire of Holy Spirit. If you feel fire now with this AC that is on, once you go leave here, go and sleep. Take water, lots of water, then go and sleep. You are over. Your engine was. See, my fat, I felt fire. I'm your pastor, so that I can have somebody to preach to tomorrow. Once you leave here, don't go anywhere. Just go home and sleep, and turn off your phone. You will see, God will do wonders in your life. Listen. God says, and is righteousness. You say, seek first. So, it is something that must be sought. Huh? It won't just come to you. Hello. It won't come to you by listening to one message. The moment you begin to see something in about God, it's not the time for it to stand. You pursue that direction. To be known. Initially, it starts with you wanting to know God. But later, you want to be known of Him. Then your songs will begin to change. Whereas, when you are making progress, you will notice your songs will change. I'm telling you. I was listening to Brock Billy Akoni. Some of you don't know Brock Billy Akoni. One day we'll bring him here. And he doesn't preach short messages, so you have to be ready. And if you run away, I'll get you arrested. Because it's for your benefit. And he preached to a particular point, then he started singing. Emi o tele yo olugbala. It was not a Yoruba meeting. But that was where that song was coming from. It was a Yoruba song. The song means, I will follow you, my Savior. No matter what my portion is on this journey, I will follow you. He said, when I begin to draw back from you, bring me back to you. When the situations of life begin to happen and I'm not able to remain consistent, Lord, bring me back to you so that I will not be rejected on the last day. That's a powerful song, right? But that's the meaning. You know, I heard him sing that song. This is over 15 years or 20. The song is somewhere in the core of my being. Meanwhile, we have your so-called popular musicians singing and making a lot of noise on YouTube and singing songs every day, dancing, malaikas, and, you know, doing choreography, doing everything. It's good when you want to do faji. You want to enjoy yourself. I'm telling you that one of the indicators of a man on a journey with God, see the songs. If the only thing you say, I like praises, there's something wrong. Because the Bible says we should praise with understanding. Which means for praise to qualify before God, there must be revelation. Not sound. Not beat. Revelation. David said, praise the Lord with what? Understanding. There must be an understanding God is giving you about His greatness, about who He is, for you to be able to praise God in a way even Him will accept. So you can see that most of what we do, we are just filari. We are just enjoying ourselves. I cannot advise you to sing My Brother Wizzy Wizzy. So you can sing this one. But when I really want to connect with God and I want to measure my journey, I will look at the kind of songs my heart is drawing towards. Come on, are you here now? The church is quiet too. Are you here? If people don't like this kind of message, one day this church will be full, because this kind of message, they make church to the full. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. How are we successfully Christians in this generation without a heart for lost souls? How are we even successfully Christians? Do you know that with every song that is being released on YouTube every day with overnight 5 million views, including your own view, because you are part of those who watched. Do you know that with all of those guys, do you know there is no song that Satan gives blessing to that has no agenda? There is none. Let's take coffee and go, because it's like people are not happy with me. I said even Satan is in this business to make profit. This battle, they have been fighting before your father was born. This battle for territory, for your life. Satan tried to get your dad. Your dad ran to Jesus. Satan said, okay, I couldn't get you. I will get your daughter. You didn't hear the conversation. You started finding yourself following boys at the age of 15. You didn't know that it was a conversation there 200 years ago. You think it's about you? Satan knows what your prosperity can mean for God's house. So he fights you. That's why anywhere you find resistance, there's something there for you. Don't be naive. Don't be naive. Every time you try to go there, Satan fight you. Try again, fight you. Master, you must not give up. There's treasure there. If you give up, you lost. He said that we put enmity between, go back to Genesis 3:15. Between you and the woman. I thought it was between you and the man. Hello. Abe mo de luka. Open hostility. Do you know what that means? If you are having a good day, Dami, let me show you open hostility. Because when people don't know that before we came to Christ, we were era boys. An era boy is like the perfect example of open hostility. When they ask for their money and the conductor has refused, they will take away your wiper or your spare tire. They might even attempt to drag you. Now, forget about the fact that this brother has a master's or he went to school, but condition made him a driver. Condition. Not by any wish or desire, but Nigeria happened to him. Nigeria happened to him. Forget about the fact that he's a good man, he's a man of God. If he doesn't pay that 100 naira, it will be open hostility. Dami, where is Jela no lele yo? Oh, somewhere. Bumbo, bumbo, bumbo. What? Emi Obemo, you have a son here. What? Ma, dem's egg bensi. What? Don't put the wiper. Then he will tell his boy, tell him. Follow him. Go and collect that wiper. See. They will start talking. Say, hey, female, enjoy. Yeah, glow, share. See, oh my, bad agents. All of them. I'm go very bad agents. See, if you don't cooperate and just give them the 100 naira, what you will pay? Because that wiper, how much is wiper now? 4-5. 1-5. Confirm one, no? No. So, 1-5. And 100 naira, it doesn't make sense. If you happen to be sitting beside the door where the fight, no area remains the same. regardless of who wins. The area where that battle is fought can never be the same. No matter where. Ah, praise the Lord, we won the battle. But things have been destroyed. So this man is a gentleman. But before anybody gives you, yeah, you just do your hand like this. Open hostility. If he doesn't fight back, huh? If he doesn't fight, say, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God. The Bible pastor say, you know, as Christian, you should be. Whoa. Whoa, be. This is not the time for that one. Open hostility. It is the kind of battle, you can see, that anywhere Satan meets you. Aha, I've seen you again. Forget that you are going to church. You have an interview. Today, you don't want to have problems with anybody. You want to be positive-minded. The energies. The universe says today is your day. The universe says today is bringing blessings into your life. And you have this interview. Today is not that day. The moment the roaring lion sees you, aha, I don't tell you. Where's your pastor now? Wait, no time for story. Say, please, today, come tomorrow. They say, anywhere we see Amama Jani, we go there fight, become your badu. Me your badu, he will just come close to you. Now, even if you run, but remember you are going for an interview. Emotionally, you are destabilized. Please, I'm here for the interview. You even look like you're already defeated. What's your name? Say Sakasuwe. Say, so that's the name of the person who was fighting. He's confused now. He's smashing. That's what God meant when he said, I will put. Why would God deliberately put enmity between the woman? Please, before the issue of the man came up, it was the woman. Because it was the woman that first bonded with the serpent. So God saw the weak point. Huh? All these grown-up women dancing on Instagram. Huh? This is their generation. Full-grown women, no? Full-grown, somebody's wife or potential wife in the future, dancing nude. This is somebody's wife. This one that will not tell me to move. She has given her life because that means I should not worry. All things are passed away. Amy. All things are passed away for you. I'm not God. It's for you. It's between you and God. But between me, I still have the picture and the video. Then I'm sure that. And I did do small. Hey, it's not only Satan doesn't forget. Internet does not forget. One day you will wake up and you will know you are the biggest fool. And for you men that go there, you don't even understand you're under attack. Because now, men will now wake up and realize that their idea of a woman is that person, which your wife can never sustain. Some of you are not married, you don't know what I'm saying. Your wife can never, even let her be Kim Kardashian, it doesn't matter. She can't sustain it. Because now, you have to, as you are using one hand to carry one baby, your husband is carrying back. You are responsible. Huh? You are responsible. There's no time for all those ones, they are comic. Eh? But now, you are responsible. You don't have time. So men are being weakened because this is their idea. If she has it, why can't she, my wife, have it? Meanwhile, she got there, they did not tell your wife and they didn't tell you. So you find men who marry, 2 months later they want a divorce. All of a sudden you realize that there's nothing that gives one full, complete and permanent pleasure like the presence of the Lord. And your idea and thought that marrying this queen would give you that peace or full satisfaction. The scripture says in the book of Ecclesiastes that God has hid eternity in the heart of man so that man should seek nothing after him. there is, God hid that desire and drive, such that even if you marry me, you will have to look beyond me and see God, because I will not satisfy. I don't know what's wrong with my husband. That's how God did it. So when you think this thing will satisfy, you will now have to say, I will look to the east. Where will my help come from? I thought this guy is working in Sherman to help my life. The money is there, but there's no marriage. He talks to me like his colleague. I'm a cost expense. Anytime I call, the first thing I say, how much do you want now? How much do you want now? Because that's because he thinks you are with him for the money. But you are here because you love him. But the guy is from Karana Moda. There, they don't love. You understand? It's from Shanxi. In Shanxi, they don't love. They only fight. It's from the Ming Dynasty. Please stay with me. The issue of spiritual warfare started in Genesis. It was God that started it. He said, I will create an enmity. Anywhere the woman sees you, she will be empowered to go after you. And that's why you cannot really speak about the deliverance of families without the mothers or the female children. There is something that God has done to them. Only God understands that thing. When a woman rises in the house and says no more, he gets as the thing they be. It is different from saying a man. Some of you are here, you don't even know the kind of power you have. You have some very powerful defense build up and mechanism that can stop the devil. But you don't know. You spend your time, you waste your time on likes, and somebody was shaking her body. Only 12 likes. 12. And I say, wow. After all this effort. People are wicked. Even people are getting tired. No moral support again. I say, wow. See, I almost commented, but I realized that my name will show. That, oh, wow. See now, see, only 15. See, it's not good. Don't be doing this kind of thing. Even the men are now tired. They're not tired. 15. Satan will not tell you that God from the heavens have given you power for the salvation of your home. He will prefer for you to be listening to things like women are nothing. Women cannot achieve anything. Women are subservient to men. If you know what God gave to a woman, you will not say that again. A woman is not a weaker vessel. Because you can't carry baby for one day. Spiritually, women are not weak. Look at that battle. God did not even involve the man. Give me that scripture. Look at it. Before he came to man, it was a long distance. I will put open hostility between you and the woman. The next thing, God went to the next generation. And between your seed and her seed. Please, who was the seed of the woman here? Talk to me. That's Jesus. God has gone far. You know, God doesn't speak. God speaks from spirit. The seed of the woman here was talking about redemption. Huh? He said, he shall totally bruise your head. And you shall what? Now, have you ever heard of the term the body of Christ? What is the body of Christ? The church. Right? Who is the head? What is, the feet is where? Part of what? The body. What role did Paul assign to the feet? The preparation of the gospel of peace. That is the agenda of heaven for the evangelization and the redemption of the whole nation through the preaching of the gospel. How many churches do you hear about soul winning now? Do you know that if we ask people to join all the departments in church, you will rarely find people with their own church mind going to soul winning team? Will they be in the choir? Oh, most likely. Decoration. Ah, I love making places beautiful. Anywhere, I like things to be beautiful. Pastor, that's just me. I like things to be beautiful. I say, okay, thank God, thank God. God bless you. Oh, yeah, make this place beautiful. We want to go and look for the souls that will sit down here. From Genesis 3, the Lord told us where the problem will come. That every attempt anyone makes, the enemy will not go for the waste, he will not go for the feet, the preparation of the gospel of peace. If he cannot stop the message, he will corrupt it. Which is why you can hear some things today. You're asking, is this one self in the Bible? Come on, are you with me? This is the origin of spiritual warfare as it concerns you. And if you bring it down to your family, have you noticed that no family is truly endangered until there's an attack on the finances of that family? Come on, are you with me? When the finances are attacked, you know there's a problem. Eh? The finances have been attacked. Or the spiritual concentrations in that home has been taken away. So there's no stability. What does the feet give you? Where does Satan go for? The feet. Because if he can get you to limp, you are done. And then somebody has the guts to pick a mic and say there's nothing like spiritual warfare. You have been attacked. Even you that said it, you have been attacked. If we ask people to come out for soul winning and your heart does not even move like, I even tried to participate once in a while. Peradventure, they've come for your feet. It's the way we ginger people to pray is the same way people must have a heart for souls. It has nothing to do with being a pastor. It has everything to do with the fact that you know that you are pursuing and you are designing the establishment of the kingdom, the righteousness of the kingdom. Come on, are you here now? Come on, say, Lord, I repent. Everybody has a role to play. You don't have to be a pastor. Be a soul winner. No matter your ministry, say, do the work of an evangelist. Do it. All these people that keep coming to you, just like you are so beautiful, you know, you are so natural. You are like, sit down. Me too, I like you. Ah, really? I didn't tell you. Wait. Where's my phone? Open your Bible. Kunle, so what are you doing today? Nothing. He thinks you want to ask him, like, let's go somewhere. We are going somewhere. I'm the driver and I'm taking you to God's house. And so, what do you do weekends? Like, you know, the guy is enjoying. He likes the fact that you are not even playing hard to get. Say, but I want to ask one question. Okay, currently now, like, how much do you have in your account? Not much now. You know, my size is just about half a million. But we are not doing too badly. It's okay. In 5 years, where do you see yourself? I'm relocating. In fact, this conversation, I even like the way we can. Do you have the interest? Let's work together. Kunle, what if something happens to you today? Say, God forbid, but say, don't say it. The last person who said it, that's what happened to him. Don't say. Okay, Kunle, what shall it profit a man if you now go to Canada or Australia and gain the whole world, but your soul has no value? Kunle's mother is a prayer warrior, but she couldn't get through to him. Say, Kunle, I know somebody who was better than you is dead now. I'm not trying to scare you. You shall be as one of these, except you repent. All that's geese in his body. Geese. He didn't see that part of you. You cannot tell me, Pastor, I want to marry a man that is godly. I don't know how the people that are coming to me, they are not saved. You have to preach to them. You don't know why I'm telling you now. You are not possessed. They are coming because they need to be preached to. not to have a relation with them. Why are you concerned? Because you are also fleshly and carnal. That's the reason why you are bothered that they are coming. Let them come now. Didn't they come with their legs? They will go. But before they go, sit down. Let me sow a seed. Could they read this thing? You know, I was reading this thing this morning. You are not saying it's not born again. You are just having a conversation. Kule, see what I saw. Say the soul that sinner shall die. Kule, you know this thing touched me. What do you think? You're asking a sinner to tell you what he thinks. You're asking a sinner to tell you what he thinks about his own faith. You know, 5 years ago when I read this scripture, I started a process of becoming close to God. I finally gave my life to Christ. Do you know that from that day, there's a peace that passes understanding that I've been experiencing. Kule, this doesn't have to be our destiny. I'm not talking to you yet. I'm talking to us. This doesn't have to be us. The soul that sinneth shall die means we have been given a way of escape. If you look at that scripture, it's not condemning you. It's telling you that if I embrace righteousness, I will not have to die. Nobody here should come to me and say, hey, Pastor, I don't know why some guys are always coming. It's because you are not a soul winner and you have lost your ministry. The subject of spiritual warfare rooted in Genesis chapter 3 had something to do with territories. God said his own son will go for the head and crush it. Did he crush it? Defeat. That assignment is for the church. Hello. I said defeat. That aspect belongs where? When Jesus rose from the grave, he took the garment used to cover his head. He folded it. But the ones that covered his body were scattered, signifying that from today my own assignment is done. The rest is for the body. Tell your neighbor, clean your house. It is not a sign. You are not being spiritual when you win souls. You are just being a normal Christian. Just normal. Come on, say, I repent. You see, when the Bible says before they call, I will answer them. Eh? It's not for everybody. Matthew 28. He said, and the Lord was, Jesus said, and I will be with you wherever you, where, he said, and the Lord was walking with them, confirming the words they spoke. So they were speaking. They were sharing the gospel, right? They weren't waiting for opportunities, they were creating them. The Lord was confirming their words. You won't just become anointed overnight. The word was confirming the word they spoke with signs and wonders. The reason why God could defend Peter, go in there, bring him out, was because of the value that the spiritual realm placed on him. If there is nothing you are doing deliberately to advance the gospel of the kingdom, tell me, oh man, why should we preserve you?
Yes, sir. Rich. Why?
Why? The day you prayed, it was for yourself. It was for your own need. You cannot every man they say, okay, today, these are the list of 5 people we are praying for their establishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cannot win souls. You cannot pray for souls that have been won. You cannot give towards it. But when we say die, 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 your voice is as loud as the heavens. I call that noisome pestilence. Tell your neighbor you can do better. Say, okay, we can all do better. Listen, some of you have been here. The easiest thing to join this church is the soul winning team. Because we only have one mission. We don't talk. We don't make noise. We just win souls. Drag yourself there. Drag. I didn't say drag yourself. Say today. And I realized that for those who have the desire but they are not able to, the moment you find yourself in a team, it becomes easy. 2 by 2, we send them. 2 by 2, we send them. If you are shy, find a partner. I know you will not find. That's why I say come. I know you will not find. Some are listening to me now. They lost their ministry because they moved to Canada. Now the breeze in Canada is if you go to Jos, you can lose your prayer life if you are not strong. Because the cold there in the night, 14 degrees, 15 degrees, AC. You don't need AC there. Father, we declare. He's not praying. He's shaking his head like a gamma. He's trying to convince himself on why he should pray. You, at your level, trying to convince yourself. You have been born again for 7 years, trying to convince yourself on why you should pray. You, at your level, trying to convince yourself that you should pray. You need to be convinced. That's why God has refused to answer prayer, because some people will not pray if everything is okay. So God leave the devil there. Just be there. Let me arrange the guy. The guy, I say, hey, I say these guys have been praying before. We know the two here, the guy again. Say, just stay there. I go tell you the day we go come up for that place, but just stay there. I say, hey, I know Kule before. Kule is a prayer warrior. Since he married now, Kule, everything just Kule. The Bible says a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet Paul. So Paul will not relax. He said, because of the abundance of revelation. Because if Paul enters a meeting and Peter is also there as one of the guest ministers, Peter will just come there and say, give your life to Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to give your life to Christ, I count 1 to 10. That's Peter. Nothing special. When Paul comes, he will say the trajectory of the spirit stipulates that the domain of the eternal realm must be encapsulated and must be... When he says, people are jotting what they don't know. When Paul give you prayer point, you will see the way people will be praying with their hands like this. Well, when Peter preach, let somebody shout hallelujah. Say, you know, my daddy said, if you give your life to Christ, there will be peace. But I said, Peter, not too old. You know, in night that I say, Peter, not too old. Yeah, they try, but not too. If nobody say again, now Paul supposed to be the Jew. But no, say Peter, now he did there that time when Baba did. So they just put on there. To say this guy don't did. You know, say that time, you just say the atmosphere changed. So a messenger will be sent to perfect you. Since you have not learned, you think a man's spiritual level depends on his ability to talk. As long as you are thinking like that, you've not learned. You think that the way he talks is as if the spirit is moving him. You have not learned. This one that you say doesn't have that you say doesn't have swag or rev. It was angel that came to discharge him from prison. He didn't even pray. Paul, they beat her. The guy swim for Indian Ocean. Swim. And the angel told him, you will swim. Oh. No salvation. Now you go swim. Oh. No, don't compare yourself with Peter. Peter, we have to, you know, we are dispatched. But you, change have been swim. Say, tomorrow you go swim. Oh. Say, because of the abundance of revelation, so that he will not walk in pride, God allowed a messenger of Satan to be with him. Anytime the pride won't rise small, he will start battling depression. Do you know nobody was so alone among the ministers like Paul? He had so much revelation, but he was very lonely. No woman can stay with Paul. But when you see Paul today, they'll tell Timothy they've stoned him. Then when they want to go and bury him, he will stand up again. Nobody is sure when he's alive or dead. But Peter maintained. He maintained a family man. You don't know depth by utterance. You know it by weight. A man may be very deep, but may not be given to words. Ooh. That's why I love those CAC prophets, those ones that worked with Babalola that are still alive. Some of them are in some of these bushes, forests in Ekiti, in Oyo, in Osho State. They don't mingle with people. It's when you go there, they will talk to you in Yoruba. you will know that prayer is meant for prayer. It's not all this, everybody speaking the same type of tongues. Everybody speaking the same type of tongues. You say you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Go close to where the anointing is raw. Stop following all this esoteric sound modulation anointing. Stop following those things. Don't let your anointing be modulated by song with sound. What if you don't have that kind of sound? Learn how to pray without enhancement. Learn how to see opportunity and just say, bro, how are you? Say, what's your name? Say, wow, lovely name. Come. I have a friend that used to, you know, where do you work? I say, Coca-Cola. Wow. You know, I was privileged to be at your office some time ago. You know, just start talking. Pew, enter the gospel. The problem is that you went with a big bibeli. Very big one. The one that Lena Bonke used. Big one. The moment they saw you, there! You are too predictable. You don't even say, this man must be a roving evangelist. Then I say, bless you, God bless you, my brother. I was in a bus going to the office. I was at Obalende. Somebody was trying to preach. They will first sing. The guy took a song. Oh, now where will you spend eternity? You can't hear those things. You will still give, even if you are born again, you still give your life to Christ. Those ones are even good. The worst, the terrible ones are the one at Ojota. After they ask you to give life to Christ, they now say, give offering. Listen, I am trying to tell you that there are two pillars that must be solid in your life if you want to prevail in warfare. Number one is your genuine desire to seek God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The righteousness that speaks about the establishment of godly values and godly principles. Wherever you go, your position must not be in doubt. You should not be among those arguing whether Smirnoff is okay for a Christian. In the office. Say, no, we can still do Smirnoff. Then for those who like to drink, we can just get like 3 crates. They put you in the planning committee. The first thing you wrote was beer. And we said what? Small body. you are the secretary. You are not even the chairman. You are the secretary of the panel, of the group. You wrote, you are the one collating. It's okay. How many are we? Say, okay, we are, okay, let's just round it up. 20 crates. 20 crates. You. They gave you that task and you are comfortable to, you know. Someone says it's not me. But you went to a party, you are comfortable dancing to secular music. Say, yeah, it's just party, pastor, it's just party now. No, it's not the problem. You see, it's your body. You understand? What I'm telling is that you are the outer court. And there are some prayers you cannot distill at that level. It will be cancelled. For you to move into the holiest of all, there are requirements. Maybe we should organize 2 days. I'll come and teach on the tabernacle. So that you understand how those things relate to New Testament operations. There are some things you pray, out of mercy, God just leave you because you can't really undo it. Do you think if they tried to kill Jesus in the daytime, they would have succeeded? Do you think so? In the daytime, among those club guys, do you think they would have succeeded? Nobody who was at the club and met Jesus had anything bad to say about him. It was always the religious people like us. They did it in the night. Because they know that the night has no friend. Anything we do in the night, we can lie and say, I'm not the one. So I will put enmity. Please, I speak to all the mothers, young ladies here, to rise. Because This family foundation thing is in your hands. The man may supply the seed, but you carry the baby for 9 months. Which means the environment in which the baby was born into, you determine it. Hello? Do you know that if you are depressed, you don't want this baby, you don't want this baby, do you know you can affect that child? The child can come into the world feeling rejected and not even know why. You plan for one. Now, the doctor told you this one is twins. Now, and believe me, I know what I'm talking about, so it's not even anything. I'll put an enmity. So when you are a lady, you are born into this world, you have a registered enemy in your file. Just open the first page. It's not like I have not done anything to anybody. God says, I'm always minding my business. See, give me that scripture. Because some people are always say, Pastor, I don't know who I offended. See who you offended there. He said, and I will put enmity. God says there must be no love between Satan and the serpent. How come now the serpent and the female gender are the best of friends? Because there are so many things that will not fly. There are many things going on now in this world that this generation will not accept, except that it was the woman who permitted it. Go online and check. Can you see the strength of a woman? When a lady, Adichie something, spoke to the U.S. president a few weeks ago, and the president backtracked. Can you see the strength of a woman? She's not a political person. Huh? She doesn't have anything. I think she has chieftaincy title, but she doesn't have anything that we call important. But she was strong enough. Her pen was strong enough. Her voice was strong enough to make the president of the free world back down. That's the strength of a woman. Now imagine the anointing of the Holy Spirit now rests on that kind of a woman. In the days of Deborah, where every man backed down, it was a woman that stood. Women are crafted for warfare. You don't know. The devil sells you short when he gives you pleasure. If a woman looks at a strange woman and says, you cannot take my husband, listen, it's fair game. Oh. Anything that happened to you is fair game. Oh. To that, you. I don't want to sound like an occultist. I'm telling you, if okay, Robin Boy is old. He doesn't have he's too old to have a imagine option A suddenly has a girlfriend and the wife sees that person legally because she has been invested with the right to protect her family. You have a legal authority. She being the wife has legal authority. If she stretches the sword, whatever happens, your fault. You can't hold her. She's only defending her territory. Oh. See, go and look for every woman who rose up in scripture and study how powerful they became. They were going to destroy the entire nation of Israel. It was Esther that said, I will fast. Is it that day she learned 30 days fasting? See, we are playing. We read all these things, name our children, all these nice things, but we are not really looking at the matter. We romance with the word of God, but we don't stay long enough for intercourse. It was a woman, not even Mordecai. It was a woman that said, I will fast. Let the nation fast. And she said, the price for this experience is that I may not even come back, but the nation will be free. Because she said, if I perish, and so she understood the requirement. So when you say Satan has invaded your family or your territory, what did you put on the altar? What sacrifice did you put on the altar? You know, sometimes you are sowing seed. It's looking like nothing is happening. Ooh, give it 10 years. Give it 10 years. You will not even be able to explain why God is invading your life with so much blessings. Oh, but you are sowing seed. You want to sow a seed and reap today? Come on now, wake up. You went to school for 4 years with carryover and you still stayed there. You didn't even go for NYC until 2 years after and you stayed there. All of a sudden, you want to do something for God and see the result now. The Bible says in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand. For every season in life, there's a seed to sow. Sometimes the Lord will tell you this, the next 7 days, the only thing I want you to do is to be praying for people. And you must not let them know. God cannot tell you that one because for you, your problem, nobody has your problem in the world. And if there's nothing, if you count the problem, it's something that 50,000 can solve. Women, I'm speaking to you today. If you can match your strength with what the Lord has put in your husband, oh my God. God did not even permit Adam to be involved in this battle, said the woman. Women are crafted to deal with serpents. Serpents are cunning. Women know cunning when they see it. Oh, do you agree with me? A woman doesn't need to know you for 10 years. She talks to you for 5 minutes. She knows you. She knows she will never marry you. She knows. All that good boy you are doing will not solve your problem. She only needs to talk to you for 5 minutes. Sometimes from afar, she smells you and knows there's nothing there. Say, hi, I'm Tim. If you like, be Bob. Why most ladies get trapped is because somewhere in their mind, they don't want to be judgmental. They are hoping the guy will behave. And then they now get trapped inside. 1 Peter 5. Let me round up. Are you blessed this morning? See, all you ladies, go back home and defend your territory. Tell God, if Satan says I will not marry, say, Lord, I'm marrying for you. I'm not marrying for me again. The yoke must be broken. That curse must be broken. It's for you. People will do well then at some point they start dying prematurely. Not again. 30 days, we are going. And I warn you, when you start on this third day, you start seeing fresh air grow. That woman that stopped selling akara in your area will come out again. It's spiritual warfare. That's the problem. You thought she just came out. Start having ulcer pain. They'll tell you, oh, there's one work we need to do. They'll put work on you. Say you want to fire. You work on your head. You work. Come Saturday, Sunday, work. When you get to that phase, it's not to be binding devil. It's to begin to pray and sing. He's all over me. He's moving me around. He's moving me around. He's turning me around. He's all over me. He's moving me around. The Holy Ghost power is moving me around. When our plane could not land yesterday, for over 30 minutes, people's eyes were phew. And the Lord began to say, "Explain. Do you see what you are teaching? Do you see how resistance happens? The plane can land, but it cannot land. Because I heard the captain said, for the safety of the aircraft and the passengers, we cannot land. That's what the man said. The Lord said, are you hearing? That's the thing you are teaching. You are above the warfare, but this is where you are going. To pass through this, you must engage some battles at the second heavens. Do you understand what I'm saying? Second heaven warfare. We tried to go in. I was looking at your house from the top. I was seeing your house and your street. I could not come down. I could not come down. The Lord said, can you see what you've been teaching? This is the one people don't know. That Satan will not allow you out to stroll and just walk through. He will wait for when you are about to land. When it seems as if the things you've been trusting God for, they're about to happen. When you can hear, in about 10 minutes, we'll be touching down on the domestic. They said they cannot land. I said the weather is good. They said no. They said there's unstable weather in Lagos. I said Lagos. You know anything they say for Lagos? Nothing stable for Lagos. If you want to land. Then the captain said, for the safety of the aircraft and the passenger. And so I just keep quiet. My glasses were like this. I brought it down. Let me be seeing everything very well. I say, Father, I break through this oil. He says, shh. Don't be like that. He says, close your eyes. And I shut my eyes. And I saw myself on the express. I saw an express with four brand new, clean, tied roads. The Lord said, can you see the earth? He said, yes. Okay, you touch down. He said, because when you are operating at that level, your eyes, your spiritual eyes must be activated. It's not what you see again. You must be seeing what others cannot see. We tried to go there again. We entered into that storm and the plane jet. The Lord said, don't panic. Jack! The mama beside me. The moment we landed, she sent a message to our WhatsApp group. Glory be to God. We have like this. Mama. What's up? Now, what's up, Rime? Shook. Above, clear skies. Below the plane, turbulence. We were hearing the rain below us. Beautiful experience. You are hearing the rain below you and you are on top of it. You are not wet. But we could not penetrate. The Lord now said, do you know this pilot cannot land without permission from the towers? See, that's why many of you suffer. You say, we'll do it by faith. Faith is only active when God has spoken. Not when you say you read it. For you will not need to fight in this battle. Oh, because God says so, get us the music team. Then they march for, put the choir in front. They didn't put those who could fight in front. They put those who will sing. I love the man of Galilee. That's how they went into the battle. For he has done so. They say, these people are mad. You know, this is, they carry choir come. Carry choir come. Share the problem where they are put for this family. Now choir remain. But you see, you have heard something. Some of you are looking for a vision. It was something God said to your heart. It was something God said that you are despising. And that is the key to your breakthrough. Say, put the singers first. What God meant by that is, let worship go first. Let worship go first. You don't understand the power of worship. WARSHIP. Worship. Let worship go first. We don't sing to feel good. It has nothing to do with being contemporary. It is one of the most powerful instruments for victory in spiritual warfare. When Jesus wanted to reverse the dead, he didn't pray, he praised. Say, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. Is that prayer? That's praise. Say, but this I say, not because of myself, but because of these people. Then he turned, faced that which men called dead. Lazarus! And he that was dead. Say, the day will come when the dead will hear my voice and come out of their graveyards. Let praise go first. Don't sweat it. Let praise go first. Let praise go first. I'm talking about spiritual warfare. You have to be spiritually intelligent to be able to distill warfare. Because the scripture said in 1 Peter chapter 5, and that's why I wanted to round up it. Verse 8. He said, therefore, be sober. Be sober. Do not be intoxicated. Do not be with wine so that you can see what is going on around you. Don't be distracted. Be sober. Give me Amplified. Be sober. Amplified. Oh, you see that this is about you. He said, be well. Where we are going is far. Draw da, stand well. Because strong winds will be blowing. Hold your children. Tie them to your loins. Stay behind me. Take your wife. Stand behind me. Stand where? They will hold you. Be well balanced. Not limping on one foot. Because the enemy will usually come for the feet. Say the enemy, say you shall bruise the head and he shall bruise your feet. So you have to protect your feet, whatever you do. And the best way to protect your feet is to be given to soul winning. Come on now. I said the best way to protect your feet is what? To be given to the propagation of the gospel of Jesus. Because that one is a direct service to God. Say, be well balanced. And self, there are some things nobody will pursue. You are the one that will tell yourself, I'm not watching porn again. Sir, most of us, both men and women, we are addicted to it, but we don't talk. Everybody is keeping quiet. Nobody wants to address it because we are all struggling. Say, be self-disciplined. This one is not God. It's you based on your understanding of what God is about to do. You choose a type of life. Oh, I love what Apostle Arume said. He said, because of the kind of ministry that has been committed to me, I am hard on myself. I am hard on myself. So that we can tell others their sins. That's very profound. Most of us that say, don't judge, is because we are all sinners. It's not because we don't know. I share. They do them. Some people talk, you think they are being spiritual. They are bound. Bound to sin. Say, be self-disciplined. Look how he said. He said, be alert and cautious at how many times? Does that suggest to us that Satan will not give notice before he comes? Please, does it suggest that if not that something bad is about to happen, there will be no need to be cautious? Do you know that if you ever go to an oil rig or an engineering, a construction site, they have what they call health and safety? Nothing has happened, but they prepare for it. Oh. Be cautious. The moment you notice that, the moment that you are portioned that this is the time I'll be praying, 10 p.m., even if it's for 30 minutes, all of a sudden, it's not that you slept off. Oh. That's when somebody will chat with you. And it seems as if it's urgent. Or that's when your phone will ring. Or you just want to respond to a message on Instagram. One thing will just pop up. Say, breaking news. From breaking news to another news. To another news. You said you were tired. You are already 40 minutes. You know, it can be 40 minutes like in 1 second. 40 minutes on those social media. People, I will soon stop talking because I think very soon they will just block me. They will block me and tell me, don't come again since you are abusing us. Go and start your own website and whatever. Some people are not taking alcohol, but they are addicted to social media. It's the same thing. You, they drink beer. Me, I, they drink Instagram. It's the same thing. So you must have something to check yourself. You may need to put up your alarm and say, anything from 9 p.m., no Instagram, no this. Now, if you are like me and you've been there before, as you are going to bed, you just want to quickly see what is on social media. Are we together? You just want to quickly check. You've been trying to work on a particular software. The thing is hanging. But that your TikTok will go. You know what I'm talking about. Psst. Even when there's no network, it will still be playing video for you. Say, don't go. Malo, don't go. We love you. Don't go. Until you see the one that will destroy you. Say, be cautious. Not everything is the way they appear. Not everything. Not everything. Satan prefers for you to think it is what you are seeing. Hey, say, be cautious. Wait. Oh. Why is he asking us? Because he said, because that enemy of yours. This one is New Testament. Oh. Can you see why my anger is justified? Peter talking. Paul give us weapons of our warfare. Then somebody comes on the stage and says there's nothing like warfare. The issue is not the warfare. We are saying we need to empower you to be victorious. It's not about the battle. But don't mark me more. Don't. Mark me landika. Don't give me the impression there's nothing. Your colleague or your twin brother, your friend, your sister, whatever in your village that didn't go to school when you went. You have graduated, you won the battle. They are still there complaining. In this life, we only make progress by our victories. Your rankings are only determined by the battles you have won. You cannot be a general when you've not won any battle. So if you run, you will remain a baby. That's why some things can be happening around. Just tell people, don't worry. Because you've handled that one before. Say, don't worry, I won't pray. Don't worry, this one. People think it's pride. It's not pride. You are speaking from your level. Say, did enemy, that enemy of yours, the devil, prowls. When I went to Kenya and I saw those lions, those beautiful lions, it's as if they knew I was trying to video them. They now turned. I told the Elijah out, but I said, this thing they post for me. I can send a picture. If you chat, like, thing just post. One of them sat beside my door. I brought my wing. I wind down. The thing looked at me and did ah. Me too. I did ah. Now lion I be. Don't be threatening me. I was deep in the forest 4 hours. If that lion decide, if I do, you know, those things are very big. If one hand touch you like this, you fall under the anointing. Those things are very meaty. They are very big. And this was even a lioness that is predatory in its instinct. Somebody goes, Pastor, you have to be careful. I'm seeing your status. Hey, you gotta see that. We've gone and come back. You know what it means to be with 4 lions, 3 lionesses, 1 male lion. They are not even at it, they are just playing around me. Ooh, that's the day I know. The lion does not attack unless it means to. Your enemy is looking for fear. I can smell fear here. Are you threatened about your marriage or your job? It's going to and fro. Just assessing. He's trying to convince himself this is meat. The moment you do like this once, backtrack. This food. The answer to fear is faith. And the product called faith is found in the revelation of God's word. That's why you cannot be happy with yourself if you are not a student of the word. If you are not listening to messages. If you are not feeding on God. Sometimes leave the message running. Go to bed. Let it be playing. Your spirit is hearing it. You do it deliberately. You are not a fool. Get an earpiece or something. Go to bed listening to songs. So that the day something strange comes into your atmosphere, you will put your finger on it. Don't let your atmosphere be controlled 90% by demons and 10% by only when you do evening devotion. Say, for the enemy goes about like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking for someone to devour. The devil knows those who carry the precious seed. He knows those who are children of destiny. He doesn't go to everybody. He looks for those ones. Next verse. Let's round up. Tell anybody be sober. There are some battles that are only won in soberness, not in gra-gra. But resist him in the name of Jesus. That is what it means to resist. Not to pocket you, and there must be some energy and some attitude. He said, resist him and be firm in your faith. Because the moment you go, Satan will try to tell you are not anointed enough. He will try to tell you are not spiritually strong. He will try to tell you, but you sinned last week. He will try to work on you, your mind, so that you crack. So the real battle is what? Be firm. Be firm in your faith. The next time Satan tells you you will die here, you will not rise above. You say, stand. You are a defeated foe. Say, be firm in your faith against his attack, rooted, established, and immovable. Knowing that these same experiences of suffering are being experienced by your brothers. Those people you are hearing about their testimonies, those people that you heard that God stood for in other countries. He said, know that this thing you are going through is what they are going through. And how did they survive? Stand firm in your faith. Did you see your faith there? Did you see your faith there? It's for you. Not another person's. It's the faith you grow, you develop when you stay with God. It's the faith that comes to you when you settle down with God. It's the faith that comes to you when you pray and receive revelation. It is the faith that you brew in God's brewery. It is your faith. If you try to stand on another man's faith, it will crack. They sent David to fight Goliath. They gave him another man's armor. He said, I can't wear this one. Another person's anointing, you know, he said, my father-in-law, pastor, yeah? This one says your faith. Tell your neighbor, work on your faith. Spend time in God's presence. Feed on the word of God. Get revelation. Get revelation. Don't just read the Bible. Let the Bible speak to you. Rabba Shataladabas. Say resist him. You are dealing with a problem. Call your friend. Talk of your friends. Hold hands. The Bible says, where two or three shall gather as touching any matter, it shall not be taken away from them. Form a coalition. Form a coalition. Sometimes what you are dealing with is rooted on a spiritual platform of unity, evil unity. So you must form your own alliance. You must form your own alliance. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh yeah, pray first. You pray second. I'll pray third. Kateba, yapadada. If they are praying, Father, we thank you. Hey, stop. You are not ready. Let the next person pray. It's called fervent prayer. Because it's the fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much, that produces results, that moves mountains. It is not the jeleke prayer. It is the fervent prayer. Believers are not fervent. And they have an excuse for it. The next time you pray to your friend, they say, Father, hey, stop. Next person. This prayer is fervent prayer. The one that brings results must be fervent prayer, because that's the one that availeth much. Form a coalition. Hold hands. If you are far away, go on Zoom, go on Teams. Unmute your mic. Let's hear everybody praying. Yaduba Zetaya. If somebody is praying, there's no prayer, send him a message. I'm not here. I'm not feeling you. Because it's your faith we are talking about here. It's your faith. Say, resist him. Say, Satan, you can't touch my wife. Satan, you can't touch. Do you know that your husband may be somewhere you don't know, the person you should marry to? Because Satan has kept him away. You can't touch him. You vomit him. You can't touch him. People propose to you. After 3 years, you know what's going on. Hey, we resist you. You want to be a victor in warfare, spiritual warfare, you have to be stubborn. You have to be ruthless. This scripture says you won't take no for an answer. You learn that discipline of standing in one spot. One spot. Today, 6 p.m., we day here. This is 12 p.m. We day here. Yadu Yagabaya. Anytime you attack, remember why you came. Remember why you came to this prayer altar. The moment you start getting tired, ask yourself, why did I come here? Now, 6 p.m., we go. So many things could have been delivered to many of us if only we were firm in our faith. Only. Who told you praying 30 minutes is being firm in your faith? Who told you? Satan will check you to see whether you even have the stamina for what you are asking for. He will check you. 6 hours, and the next day you come again, another 3 hours. The third day you come again, another 4 hours. What are you talking about? Open my eyes, oh God. Let me see. Open my ears, oh God. Let me hear. Pray for yourself right now. Yakarabadabada.